story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Actually, it's a story you're about to hear. Since I'm not going to use any names, don't really need to protect anybody. I'm still going to tell you the story, but we modified for radio purposes.
Oh, what did Pat do now? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Hey, 25, your morning team of Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you, as you're listening here on WSGW. You know, on the surface, when I first started reading this, like, man, this just sounds cold-hearted and cruel, and just like, wow.
Oh, right up our alley.
And, yeah. And then I got to the end of the story, I'm like, well, so here it is. It's really sad, but so there's this is from Alabama, and it's been a case that's been going on for a couple of months now, but I guess it just came to a finality in court last week. A guy in Alabama, he was engaged to a woman. The woman, unfortunately, was killed in a car crash before they could get married.
Oh, I know the story. I just read it.
Yeah, did you? Yeah, isn't this crazy? And the man was putting a flower box on her grave in her memory.
Nice looking, too. Very nice.
Yeah, the plot where she's buried was owned by her father.
Yeah. A pastor, by the way.
Who didn't approve of the engagement.
Oh.
And said, don't put the flower box there. And if it's there, you're going to be in trouble. Because apparently in Alabama, they have laws where you can't put anything like that on a grave. And if anyone complains, you could be arrested for what essentially was littering.
Yeah.
And he was.
But it has to be a complaint, though.
Yeah, yeah. The father of the woman complained, and the guy was arrested. And one thing led to another. He was just convicted on Thursday of one count of criminal littering. Ordered to pay about $300 in fines and court costs. How about that?
This is Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Doesn't that sound, I mean, obviously there was a difficulty with the relationship. They're thinking over her death they could at least found a way to, like, some kind of.
Yeah, you think.
Yeah.
Especially a pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgiving and all that stuff.
Then, and as tough as that is, you're thinking, wow, I get to the end of the story. Again, the father owns the plot, so he can do what he wants. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he had told this guy to stop putting planters because he had done so not just once, twice, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine times. It was the 10th time that he put a planter there that the pastor finally said, enough is enough.
I got a little irritated at that point.
Okay, so now I'm like, as much as I sympathize, it's like,
yeah.
You know what?
Could the have law, compromised on that
you'd
one.
Like to think so, but the law says, and he did tell him, and after 10 times.
He got warned.
Yeah. So it's like, his, you know, heart tugging as this is, and it's like, man.
All right, so this was the fiance.
Fiance was killed in a car crash.
Yeah. He was the one putting it on.
He was the one putting it on.
On a gravesite to honor her. Would you understand? But again, it was not his plot. The plot was owned by the father of the young lady who didn't approve of it.
So they both suffered the loss, but they're taking it in very different ways.
Yeah.
Shouldn't the pastor turn the other cheek?
Well, again, you think with the pastor, you'd think there'd be some way. You'd think that there'd be some forgiveness there of some kind. But
it's a flower box.
Yes, it is.
In honor of his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But a flower box. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So again, I get that. I'm probably lean that way. But then it's like to 10 times. It's like, well, he was breaking the law.
I think I'd be planting some seeds about that point. Flower seeds.
Which I find is just, a few months from now, that he don't know how those got there.
Yeah, right.